Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. This is Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Weekend greetings, my friends. So good of you to join me again today for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. The big bands, the great singers, the standards, jazz, and the golden pop memories. And on the docket today, it's part two of our musical theme, Train Songs. Yeah, we had so many from last week, it was a no-brainer to ride the rails again this weekend. And of course, we'll have the countdown, and today we're going back to the third weekend of June in 1941. So that's what we have on the agenda today, and if you're ready, let's go.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on Seems Like Old Times, and we begin on the countdown from this weekend in 1941. Using the Billboard magazine sales chart. And we start at number 10, and we've just said hello, but apparently Horace Hyde and his musical Knights have to leave.
Goodbye now. Goodbye now. I thought the party was divine. I spent the evening forgetting the time. I can't deny, but now goodbye. Goodbye now. Goodbye now. The trip by taxi wasn't far. We'd linger longer if I had a car. It's no use to cry. And now goodbye. There's one advantage to our leaving. It brings about a special kiss. I hope that this will be eternally a momentary parting, just a second, then we're starting. So goodbye now, goodbye now. It's just a moment that we're apart. To make it certain, I'll leave you my heart. But for now, it's just goodbye now. One advantage to our leaving, it brings about a special kiss. I hope that this will be eternally a momentary parting, just a second, then we're starting. So goodbye now.
Goodbye.
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 It's just a moment that we're apart. To make it certain, I'll leave you my heart. But for now, it's just goodbye now.
Goodbye.
That's 40-year-old Alameda, California native Horace Hite with his musical Knights and Goodbye Now. Record number 10 this week, 84 years ago. Ronnie Kemper handled the vocals, and that song peaked at number 2. And it actually dropped out of the top 10 a couple of weeks ago, but was back in for another two-week stay here in the middle of June. And we'll hear another one from the Hite Orchestra a little bit later on. It is the third weekend of June, 1941, on today's Seems Like Old Times. The President of the United States is Franklin Roosevelt, Henry Wallace is the VP, and the nation's population is 133 million. And this year, unemployment will finally get out of double figures. It will come in at 9.9%. Now that number's gotten lower mainly because of forced employment, if you will. The draft has been reinstated with the escalation of the war in Europe and the war in Asia between Japan and China. And while we don't have boots on the ground for the Allies, we're We're helping with supplies. And on the 1st of May, defense bonds and defense savings stamps go on sale for the first time to help fund the greatly increased production of military equipment. President Roosevelt bought the first one.
The outward and visible tokens of partnership through sacrifice will be the possession of these defense bonds and defense savings stamps, which are at the same time a guarantee of our future security. Fellow Americans, I ask you to demonstrate again your faith in America by joining me in investing in the new defense savings bonds and stamps. And I know that you will help.
FDR buying the first defense bond on May 1st, 1941. And along with bonds, we're buying Bing Crosby records. He's at number 9.
The kisses of Dolores, I, Dolores, not Marie or Emily or Doris, only my Dolores. From a balcony above me, she whispers, love me, and throws a rose. Ah, but she is twice as lovely as the rose she throws.
I would die to be with my Dolores. I, Dolores. I was made to serenade Dolores. Chorus after chorus. Just imagine eyes like moonrise, a voice like music, and lips like wine.
Oh, what a break if I could make Dolores mine, oh, mine. Like wine. What a break if I could make Dolores
mine, all mine.
That's Bing Crosby and Dolores, a song from the movie Las Vegas Nights. There, it was performed by Tommy Dorsey, Frank Sinatra, and the Pied Pipers. Their commercial recording of the song made it to number 7, while Bing got all the way to number 2. But this weekend, it was coming down the survey and sitting at number 9. And Bing was backed up by the Mary Max and his brother Bob Crosby's Bobcats, with a sax solo by Bob Miller and the cornet from Muggsy Spanier. And Bing is also in the movies, too. His latest is Road to Zanzibar with Bob Hope and Dorothy L'Amour. Well, what else can we tell you about our spotlight year 1941? General Mills has introduced the breakfast cereal Cheerios. Soon it'll just be known as Cheerios. The Curtis Candy Company has employed the Dion quintuplets for Baby Ruth candy bar. The ads call the Baby Ruth wholesome candy. That's also good food. It's the candy bar selected for the world's wonder children. So hey, if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for your kids too. A new offering from the Mars Candy Company, M&M's Chocolate Candies, named after the company's founders, Forrest Mars and Bruce Murray. The colorful button-shaped pieces have a candy shell with a printed lowercase M on one side with a milk chocolate filling. The story goes that Mr. Mars saw soldiers during the Spanish Civil War eating chocolate candies with a hard shell of tempered chocolate, and that prevented it from melting. Well, he decided to use a candied shell and developed it at his factory in Clinton Hill, New Jersey. Well, if that's not your style, Mars still has the old standbys.
Treat yourself and your family to a real summer thrill. Get a box of Milky Ways from your nearest dealer. Then, place them in your refrigerator and enjoy to the utmost their cooling goodness. Enjoy the blend of rich milk chocolate, smooth creamy caramel, and luscious nougat flavored with real malted milk. That always enjoyable taste blend that is a Milky Way. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
Milky Way and the Mars Company, sponsor of the radio program Dr. IQ. And this summer there's a kids' version, Dr. IQ Jr. Well, back to the countdown this weekend in 41. We're up to number 8. And it's the first of 3 entries from the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra.
Your green eyes with their soft lights, your eyes that promise sweet nights, bring to my soul a longing, a thirst for love divine. In dreams I seem to hold you, to find you and enfold you. Our lips meet and our hearts too, with a thrill so sublime. Those cool and limpid green eyes, a pool wherein my love lies. So deep that in my searching for happiness I fear that they will ever hold me. All through my life they'll taunt me, but will they ever want me? Green eyes, make my dream come.
Jimmy Dorsey's formula for success here in 1941, a ballad segment by Bob Eberle, a musical bridge with tempo change, and a rousing finish from Helen O'Connell. There, Green Eyes at number 8 this weekend. Slowly moving up the charts, it would get to number 1 in late August and stay there for 4 weeks, making it the band's 9th number 1 of all time. 5 of those are from earlier this year, and 2 of them are ahead in the countdown. And here in June 1941, it's a nation deeply divided over what our involvement should be in the war. The passage of the Lend-Lease Act in March certainly didn't end the debate over foreign policy, and the debate wasn't restricted to the political arena. Major motion picture studios produced a number of films that were overtly pro-British and anti-Nazi. The Senate held hearings to determine if Hollywood was intentionally producing propaganda. The isolationists had their group called the America First Committee. Members included hero Charles Lindbergh and Montana Senator Burton Wheeler. The chairman of Sears Roebuck, Robert E. Wood, headed the group for a time. Other supporters were Sterling Morton of the Morton Salt Company, publisher Joseph Patton of the New York Daily News, and student and future president John Kennedy. On the other side was the Committee to Defend America by Aiding the Allies, which included Senator James Burns of South Carolina and Texas Senator Tom Connally. Well, no matter what side of the debate you're on, the fact is more and more men are in the military, and that's led to the founding of the United Services Organization, or the USO, which provides morale and recreational services to members of the U.S. military, with support mainly from private contributions. And the first national campaign chairman is the famed Manhattan District Attorney and last year's Republican candidate for president, Thomas Dewey.
Debate rages over our foreign policy, present and future. That is as it should be in a democracy. No one can foretell what decisions may emerge from that debate. But in this job for your boys, for your men everywhere, there can be no debate and there can be no argument.
Thomas Dewey at the opening meeting of the USO campaign in late May of 41, and on May 6th at California's March Field, Bob Hope performed his first USO show. Well, songwriters and musicians would put their two cents in on the war debate. This one written by Doris and Fred Fisher and recorded by Una Mae Carlisle, Blitzkrieg Baby.
Blitzkrieg Baby, you can't bomb me, 'cause I'm feeding neutrality. Got my gun out, can you see? Blitzkrieg Baby, you can't bomb me. Blitzkrieg Baby, you look so cute, all dressed up in your parachute. Let that propaganda be. Blitzkrieg Baby, you can't bomb me. I'll give you warning, 'cause I'm afraid I'll have to read. So take my warning, or else you'll get this hand grenade. Blitzkrieg Baby, you can't bomb me. Better save up your TNT. I don't want no infantry. Blitzkrieg Baby, you can't bomb me. Blitzkrieg Baby, you can't bomb me, 'cause I'm feeding neutrality. Got my gun out, can you see? Blitzkrieg Baby, you can't bomb me. Blitzkrieg Baby, you look so cute, all dressed up in your parachute. Let that propaganda be. Blitzkrieg Baby, you can't bomb me. I'll give you warning, 'cause I'm afraid you have to raid. So take my warning, or else you'll get this hand grenade. Blitzkrieg Baby, you can't bomb me. Better save up your TNT, cause I don't want no infantry. A blitzkrieg, baby, you can't bomb me.
You can't bomb me cause I'm pleading neutrality. Blitzkrieg Baby, that was Una Mae Carlisle. And she was accompanied by a group featuring Lester Young on tenor sax, Shad Collins on trumpet, and Clyde Hart at the piano. Blitzkrieg Baby, a song about the war, here in the late spring of 1941, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, it's a second installment of Train Songs. Yeah, we are riding the rails again today, because we had plenty left over from last week, and some good ones too, like this one to lead us off, Buddy Morrow's Orchestra, Night Train. Night Train was written by Jimmy Forrest, and his combo had an R&B hit with the tune in 1952. Forrest had taken elements out of a couple of Duke Ellington compositions to develop his bluesy number that had a saxophone solo. Then later in 52, Buddy Morrow recorded the piece, featuring his trombone. Well, here's another rhythm and blues train song that crossed over to mainstream by Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, Choo Choo Chaboogie.
Heading for the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack and pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chaboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, chaboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chaboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Thank you.
reach your destination, but alas and alack, you need some compensation to get back in the black. You take a morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situation from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a knack, so put it right back in the rack, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chibooga, woo-woo, woo-woo, chibooga, choo-choo. Choo-choo, chibooga, take me right back to the track, Jack. Settle down by the railroad track, live the life of Riley in the beaten down shack, so when I hear a whistle I can peep through the crack and watch the train a rolling when it's falling a jack. For I just love the rhythm of the clickety clack, so take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo choo, choo choo, chibooga, woo woo, woo woo, chibooga, choo choo, choo choo, chibooga, take me right back to the track.
Choo 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 Boogie, written by a couple of composers more in the country realm, Vaughn Horton and Denver Darling. And also getting credit, Milt Gabler, who was the vice president of Decca Records, and Louis Jordan's producer. And that was a number one smash for Jordan and his Timpani 5 for 18 weeks on the R&B chart. It also made the top 10 on the Pop Survey and sold more than a million in 1946. Everyone's familiar with Peggy Lee's Waiting for the Train to Come In, and that was her first big solo hit. But this nice version features Kitty Callan's vocals with the Harry James Orchestra. The Harry James Band with Kitty Callan, Waiting for the Train to Come In. That made the top 10 in the fall of 1945. That was actually on the flip side of another hit, I Can't Begin to Tell You. We're chugging right along with more train songs today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today we've turned the calendar back 84 years to June of 1941. And at the newsstand, Parade Magazine began publication in May, founded by Marshall Field III. In the newspaper, the comic strip Archie is developed by New York writer and pulp magazine publisher John Goldwater. He's 25 and gets help from teenage artist Bob Montana. Archie, Jughead, Reggie, Betty, and Veronica and their friends live in suburban Riverdale, USA, which looks nothing like the East Harlem neighborhood where Goldwater grew up. Well, for serious readers, most popular fiction includes Keys of the Kingdom by A.J. Cronin, Ernest Hemingway, For Whom the Bell Tolls, and Windswept by Mary Ellen Chase. For nonfiction, there's Berlin Diary by William L. Shirer, The White Cliffs from Alice Duer Miller, and Reveille in Washington by Margaret Leach. And on Broadway this weekend, they're going to see Johnny Belinda starring Helen Craig, Ethel Barrymore in The Corn is Green, and Watch on the Rhine with Paul Lucas, John Lodge, and 12-year-old Anne Blythe. The comedies feature Shirley Booth and My Sister Eileen, Arsenic and Old Lace with Alan Jocelyn, Boris Karloff, Gina Dare, and Josephine Hull. And for musicals, Lady in the Dark with Gertrude Lawrence and Danny Kaye. Pal Joey features Gene Kelly and Vivian Siegel. And Ethel Merman is Panama Hattie with Betty Hutton, Pat Harrington, and Arthur Treacher. And that's a glance at our world here in June of 1941. And back on the countdown, we're up to number 7. This is the Wayne King Orchestra and Maria Elena. Wayne King with two top 10 records this weekend. There at number 7, Maria Elena. The violin solo by Herbert Miska. That record was on its way up to number 2, the biggest hit for the Waltz King since 1931. Also today in the showcase, we have more train songs. We've punched our ticket for a repeat trip this weekend. So all aboard, except the hobos. That's according to Louis Armstrong.
My, 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 my. Listen to that rhythm train, boy. Boy, I bet all them hobos are all set under them rides. Even only number one and all them cats. Yeah, man. All aboard for Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, all aboard. Oh, boy, you can't ride this train. Oh,
hobo, a hobo, hobo.
You can't ride a train.
Now, boy, I'm the brakesman.
And I'm a tough man. I ain't joking. You can't ride a train.
Hey, hobo, lift your hobo.
Boy, you can't ride a train. Yeah, man.
Now, hobo, hobo, you can ride a train.
Boy, I ain't no plane. So bad after you all right with me, son. I think I will let you ride.
Louis Armstrong with the Chick Webb Orchestra, a recording from December of 1932, Hobo, You Can't Ride This Train. It's a salute to the locomotives of song on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're back to the third weekend of June 1941, and now we're heading to the movies. For cartoons, we have Hiawatha's Rabbit Hunt, the famed Indian chases Bugs Bunny, and Porky's prized pony. Porky Pig is a jockey in the big race. And we have Stooges. Their latest, All the World's a Stooge. Mo, Larry, and Curly are window washers at a dentist office and get mistaken for the doctor.
Oh, and give me an anesthetic.
Any who?
Anesthetic. He means he wants to be knocked out.
Oh, a pleasure. He's out.
You imbecile, you knocked him out before he told us what tooth to pull.
Well, don't worry, I'll find it. Move over, Doc. That's it.
Boy, you should have been a surveyor.
Oh, thanks. But you tell that to all the interns.
To the full-length films, there's Magic and Music, a story about a music camp for kids with Alan Jones and Susanna Foster. Also in the theaters, the groundbreaking Citizen Kane, Orson Welles' debut film, with his Mercury Radio cast, Joseph Cotten, Dorothy Coleman-Gore, and Agnes Moorehead. Joan Crawford badly needed a big movie, and she got it in A Woman's Face, co-starring Melvin Douglas and Conrad Veidt. There's Blood and Sand with Tyrone Power, Linda Darnell, Rita Hayworth, and Anthony Quinn. And Frank Capra delivers Meet John Doe with Barbara Stanwyck and Gary Cooper.
You know, I never thought much about people before. They were always just somebody to fill up the bleachers. And the only time I worried about them was when they didn't come in to see me pitch. You know? Lately, I've been watching them when I talk to them. I could see something in their faces. I could feel that they were hungry for something. You know what I mean? Maybe that's why they came. Maybe they're just lonely and wanted somebody to say hello to. I don't know how they feel. I've been lonely and hungry for something practically all my life.
And for the lighthearted flicks, there's Million Dollar Baby with Priscilla Lane, Jeffrey Lynn, and Ronald Reagan. Major Barbara has Wendy Hiller, Rex Harrison, and Robert Morley. A couple of romantic comedy teams are together again. Fred McMurray and Madeline Carroll in One Night in Lisbon. And there's Love Crazy with William Powell and Myrna Loy, but not as Nick and Nora Charles. But they're still delightful.
Do you think we want to go through all that rigmarole tonight?
Rigmarole?
Yeah.
Oh, darling. We swore that every year we'd do exactly what we did when we were married.
Yes, I know.
I love that walk to the Justice of the Peace.
It's 4 miles.
But he always gives us sherry when we get there.
One finger.
And then I row you up the river?
That takes an hour.
And you read our future in the stars. That's the part I like best.
Last year, you nearly upset the boat.
You nearly upset the boat, you beast. And you weren't stargazing when you did it.
And that's what was playing in the movie houses this weekend in 1941. And playing on turntables, the sixth most popular song in the country is the Hutsut song. Once again, Horace Hite and his musical nights.
And dream when he should have been in school.
Now he couldn't read or write a word, but happiness he found
in a little song he heard, and here's how it would sound. Hutsut Rawson on the river, and the brawler, brawler suing. Hutsut Rawson on the river, and the brawler suing. Hutsut Rawson on the river, and the brawler, brawler suing. Hutsut Rawson on the river, and the brawler suing.
Now the Rawson is a Swedish town, the river
is a stream. The brawler is the boy and girl, the Hutsut is their dream. Hutsut Rawson on the river, and the brawler, 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 brawler suing. Hutsut Rawson on the river, and the brawler suing.
The Hutsut Song, a Swedish serenade. Horace Hite and his musical nights with vocals by Donna Wood and her Don Juans. And Donna Wood was her birth name. She was 24 years old out of Arlington, Massachusetts. And the Don Juans were George Jackson, Eddie James, and Jimmy O'Brien. Well, let's get back to our theme of train songs. Here's one from the Ted Heath Orchestra, Train Ride in the Alps.
Thank you.
That was a composition by Raymond Scott and played there by Ted Heath and his music, Train Ride in the Alps. That was from Heath's 1957 album, A Yank in Europe. Well, now we're heading to the American Plains and the Southwest with the Tommy Dorsey Band and their version of On the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe.
Around these parts, get the time of day from the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Here she goes. Ooh, 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 ooh. Hey, Jim, you better get the ring. Ooh, 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 ooh. She's got a list of passengers that's mighty big, and they all want lists to Brown's Hotel, 'cause lots of them been traveling for quite a spell. All the way from Philadelphia on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Last week we mentioned the quote-unquote errors in Chattanooga Choo Choo. Well, Johnny Mercer took creative license for On the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. The line never reached Philadelphia. It didn't get any further east than Chicago. And interestingly, the line originally didn't go into Santa Fe either. The area was just too mountainous. But eventually a branch line was connected. And of course the song was used in the film The Harvey Girls in 1946. Well, we're at the next stop on the line. You can step off for a couple of minutes, but come on back for more train songs and more of the hits from this week in 1941 on Seems Like Old Times.